set my alarm clock for 6 in the morning. But I jump out of bed about 10 till 4. I didn't get to sleep till 3 a.m. Thinking about gobblers and big ripe hens. Conditions are right. It's turkey time. Old Tommy Turkey sets the woods on fire. Strutting and a drumming and burning with desire.
Yes, indeed, boys and girls, a little turkey time. This is your handsome but yet humble host, Ray I.
Here with the Vogelbogger, Matty G, and Peanut.
Having a great Saturday morning. Welcome back to the Bunker, Midwest Outdoor Studios. We've got a big event coming up. It's time for the 42nd Annual Convention and Sports Show, Nashville, Tennessee, 2018. National Wild Turkey Federation, your NWTF, your mission, our future.
And on the line with us, we have the public relations manager, Mr. Pete Mueller. Hey, Pete, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Ray. Definitely appreciate it.
Hey, great. Got this Turkey Federation show just gets bigger and bigger and more awesome. Why don't you tell our listeners about the NWTF's National Convention and what's all going on down in Nashville?
So, you know, obviously, again, you mentioned this thing gets bigger and bigger every year. At least the past 4 to 5 years, we've had record-breaking attendance. Last year was more than 52,000. You know, and it kind of breaks down into two different segments of folks that come there. We've got folks that come specifically for the exhibit hall or the sports show floor, which is, you know, well more than 450 vendors down on the floor, some of the hottest products that you're going to be able to see in the hunting industry. And then there's the other half of it, which is our convention, where we are celebrating a year of successes in our Save the Habitat, Save the Hunt initiative. And so, you know, that's something that we're pretty proud of. We are tracking ahead on all of our Save the Habitat, Save the Hunt initiative goals. So again, if you're a turkey hunter or even just a hunter in general, this is a place you want to be.
Absolutely. And for many of us, and especially for me, it's a homecoming type event. I've been going to this thing since we started, but we've got industry friends, media friends, and the turkey hunters gather here. It's a family reunion and a homecoming. It's just a great event. And you're there to raise some money for great conservation efforts. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your banquets?
Absolutely. So, you know, we have a number of different things that go on, but we have a ladies auction, a hunt auction, and our grand national auction that are, you know, meal events that also have fundraising attached to them. It's an awesome opportunity to be able to get some neat hunts all around the country. Whether you're looking for something, you know, that trying to get that final bird for your grand slam, or whether you've had, let's say, you know, like a mule deer hunt out west, something like that on your bucket list. There's definitely a lot of opportunity there to find some unique hunting experiences. But you're right. This is an opportunity for us to not only celebrate but also to fundraise, because doing the work that our volunteers and our members do, you know, all across the country, that the great conservation work that they're doing and the great things they're doing to push hunter recruitment, that does take money. So we do raise funds here. And then we also do a great job of getting match funds to help get the most bang for our members' dollars, to carry out work all across the country.
Yeah, so true. And of all the turkey calling contests and championships, the National Wild Turkey Federation's Grand National Calling Championships have become the front runner in calling competitions, and you've got that all ready to rock again this year, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, we do have a good time with that. It's something that the governor's ballroom is almost always full with people checking out the calling. And some of the new formats that have been adopted in recent years, especially for things like the senior finals, it's not only a chance to just go see the highest level of turkey calling out there, but it's a chance to sit and listen to some of the critiquing that the judges give and find out that, you know, hey, if you're an average Joe hunter in the audience, you can learn techniques and tactics or find out ways of how to make your own calling better. It's something that, you know, I can benefit from. I'm not a great caller. I kill turkeys every now and again, but I try to get in there to listen to what the pros are saying and little things that they say that they do to try to make their sounds more turkeyish.
Yes, and then we have the show. We have the big, I call it a sports show, and what I really like, and I've been telling people everywhere I go about the National Wild Turkey Federation's convention because of the exhibitors, because of the booths, because some hunting shows have been losing vendors and attendance-wise, and the Turkey Federation show continues to grow, and you guys get like 600 booths. You can't walk in there on Saturday, and it's a good sign for hunting in the outdoors because, like I tell people, this is turkey hunting. These are turkeys. This isn't white-tailed deer. This is turkeys. White-tail's huge. Well, turkey's a lot bigger than what people give it credit for, and another thing is that the general hunting public, my listeners out there, if you go to Nashville, Tennessee, you're going to find these outdoor personalities like Cuz Strickland and Michael Waddell and people like that readily available on the floor. Why don't you tell us a little bit about some of your displays and some of the people that's going to be at your show?
Absolutely. So, you know, you hit the nail on the head. You're going to see those people that you've seen on TV. They love being a part of our show. You know, our show grows every year to where you're right on Saturday. It's tough to get through there, but don't let that discourage you. It's something where, again, you're going to be able to come in. You're going to be able to see all the hot new products that have been showcased at some of the big trade shows earlier on in the year. And, you know, our show continues to grow, and that's despite in past years being, you know, on the same week as, let's say, the Harrisburg show,
right,
or even the Western Sports Expo. This year we're all alone. We don't have any other competition from some of those big shows. We do have a lot of big-name folks coming out. Actually, one of the highlights this year, in addition to our spokespeople of Waddell, Brenda Valentine, Jana Waller, Daniel Lee Martin, and Julie McQueen, we also will have Willie Robertson there from Duck Commander. He's going to be speaking at our worship breakfast on Sunday morning, and then he's going to be down at his booth on the floor signing autographs, him and Martin. So it'll be a great time, but if you're looking for product while you're there, all of the big National Wild Turkey Federation licensee partners, so your Mossy Oak, your Nomad, Alps, Yeti Coolers, I mean, the list goes on. They will all have placement on the floor. It's also an opportunity that you can go check out the new licensed federal TSS loads. That's that Tungsten Super Shot stuff that everybody's been talking about, and it's pretty impressive what they're able to do, especially when you get down to those 410 shells. We'll have some of that available in a turkey shop down there on that floor too. So, pretty cool opportunity for everybody. And again, these are primarily turkey products, but you're not going to be left out if you are a deer hunter.
Right.
You know, there's products there for you as well. All your big gun manufacturers are down there on the floor. It's something that you really don't want to miss. And that paired with also having the Family Adventure Village for kids,
right,
and giving them the opportunity to check out stuff, you know, everybody should be happy.
That's great. Great event for kids. That Adventure Village is really cool. And if you like turkey calling and turkey calls, this is the place to be. The sound. I have to laugh every year. I see somebody's wife walking around with her eyes real bugged out, like, oh my gosh. She had to listen to him practice at home, and now she walks into that exhibit hall, and the turkey calls are everywhere. The sound fills the hall.
Sweet sounds of springtime.
It's
now,
awesome.
Now, we can't leave out the seminars as well. So, you know, if it's somebody, again, you know, I talked about how you can up your game by going to the calling competitions. We also have a great lineup of seminars. You're going to be there your normal spot every morning, or I'm sorry, normally
morning.
On Saturday morning. But, you know, we do have seminars set up from women in the industry, how to get kids into the industry.
Yep.
You know, your bone collector crew will be out there. You're going to have a Grand National Calling Competition panel to where those guys will be out there talking about how to become a better caller. You know, the list goes on. If you want to learn how to bow hunt turkeys, we'll have a seminar specifically on that. It's all available at www.nwtf.org. Click on the convention tab or that slider right there on the front. It'll get you all the information that you need and more.
Great, Pete. That was my next question. I was going to ask you how to get information so they can find out how to attend the convention. Hey,
I'll answer that in one more way.
Okay.
We also do have a convention app available for your mobile device, which allows you to kind of get your plan laid out ahead of time. Anytime you come into something this big with so much to do, if you can have an idea of where you want to be at what times going into it, you're going to be set.
That's
so
great.
Make sure you put Ray Eyes Saturday morning Saturday morning seminar in your plans of things to do. Always a good opportunity to learn some stuff and even just hear some great stories.
And we're gonna have a good time. We're gonna have fun. We're gonna rock that room. Appreciate it, Pete. Thanks for joining me this morning, and I'll see you real soon. I'll see you in Nashville, Tennessee, my friend.
Perfect. Look forward to it, Ray.
Thank you. All right, boys and girls, that was Pete Mueller with the Public Relations National Wild Turkey Federation. We're going to need to take a break, and we'll see you all on the other side.
Turkey time. You done gobble, you last gobble.